have a creating story that goes along with the last chapter about creating with the feelings and emotions of what we want to experience. A while back, during this time of all these recordings, I wanted to create something. I told my wife about it, Roberta, and we talked about it, laughed about it, joked about it, and I said, I'm going to create this. And it's going to be like this, and then, and I would explain what it would be like, and we even, you know, I even named it. I can't tell exactly what it is, because it would not be fair to other people. So, because in some way it does involve other people, so I can't say exactly what it is. But, nevertheless, here's the situation. We would kind of talk about it, and then Roberta would make a pun. Yeah, but when you have this, you'll feel this way about it. I know you. You see, what she's saying is when I create it, when I get it, I'm going to have certain feelings about it because it's not something that I always like or in the past have always liked, you see. So there's a scenario with it. So I said, no, it won't be like that. It'll be like this. And then I would describe what it would be like. But in the meantime, the emotion of what she said it would be like got clicked into the creating, because when she mentioned that, it would trigger an emotion with me, a feeling. And so that became part of the creating. See, I didn't do the creating out of pure experience feeling, as we're doing with the 3.6 million. I did it out of an idea. The problem with the idea part is, we don't know how the end experience will be. We're not close enough how we will experience it. There are many ways to experience something. You can experience water skiing in a fun way, a scary way, almost a near-death experience way. There's all kinds of ways of experiencing it. So if you just, you know, create the water skiing without the experience the way it will actually be, then it's kind of a hit and miss. It's almost like throwing a dart. You'll get the water skiing, but how are you going to experience it? So that's how this came about. Sure enough, the thing that I said I would create showed up. I mean, right there, it was as plain as day. You could not mistake it. There's no saying, oh, this is an accident, whatever, even though it would look like it had been coming for a long time. It was just exactly what I said I would create, except that that feeling she said I would have when I have the thing is there also. So it's kind of, the whole creation is kind of an offshoot. It's like a miss. It's there, pretty darn good. The creating of it is pretty darn good. I mean, exceptional. It came very quickly too, with very little effort. But it has that miss. It has that emotional miss, that feeling experience from my past, which sort of says I don't always want those things because of that. Now, it didn't need to have that. And when I described how it will be different, it didn't have that. But I never attached a feeling experience to those words that I said. When she said, oh, when you create this, though, you will feel this way about it. You know it, and I know it, which is true. And then I said, oh no, it will be this way. And I didn't attach a feeling to that. Had I attached a feeling to it, it would have been created in the new feeling manner. It's sort of like this. It'd be like this. I'll say to my wife, I'm going to create a Harley motorcycle. And she go, oh yeah, but that'd be nice. And I explained, you know, how it will look, and it'll be beautiful, and it'll go room, 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 and you know, it just vibrates, and you know, the whole thing that the big bikes do. Anyway, and then she would go, yeah, but you don't like that really loud noise. You like the noise when they idle, that low hum noise, but when it really revved up, you don't like that noise. And I go, no, 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 mine won't make that noise. But you see, at that point, I have a feeling experience to that loud noise. And if I don't change it to a different feeling experience, then it still will be created that way. So when the bike comes, it will be created, but it will have, at high RPM, that loud noise that doesn't give me a good feeling, a good experience. So, what I could do to change that, I would say, oh no, no, mine will have that noise when it's idling, that sound I like, but when you rev it up more, it will actually tone down a bit and become a soothing sound engine, a soothing engine sound, one that makes you actually feel good. And then I bring about a feeling. What's it feel like to have a beautiful Harley that has that really nice sound that makes you feel good, like freedom, open road, you know, no worries. And then you rev it up more, and it has a nice smooth RPM to it that gives you a sense of security, good feeling of open road smoothness, reliability, steadiness, you know, a calmness in the engine sound itself. See, now I'm bringing about the feeling. So then when the whole bike is created, that feeling will create, in a sense, exactly what I want. And again, what does the feeling do when we're doing that? It tells us that we're creating exactly what we want. It tells us that our dial is exactly on the notch of where we want it. So if I was creating the bike, but there is a bit of a misfeeling in there at that high RPM where it doesn't make that sound, well, then the bike gets created for me with that miss. So this is where, if we create through the feelings, paying close attention to those feelings while we create, it makes the creation a lot more perfect at the end. Now sometimes, you know, there's that saying where we say, oh, be careful of what you create because you might not want it at the end, or whatever the case, or may have consequences. Throw that bullshit saying in the garbage. Just create and create and make the adjustments. And if something doesn't turn out perfect creation, so what? Let it go. Create some more. Make the adjustment. I mean, that's how we get good at it. If we worry about all of it before we even create it, well, we'll never get to it, period. Because we'll be always worrying about whether we really want it, whether it'll be all so perfect. Just create it. Make the adjustments later. We can create the same item 50 times if we have to. You know, if I create the bike and it's there, I've created it. It's pretty darn good. It's a 10% miss or a 15% miss. That's fine. I see where the adjustment needs to be. I make the adjustments for the next bike. And maybe I keep that one, maybe I give it away, maybe I sell it, who knows, who cares? The new bike will have that adjustment made on it. And maybe a few other adjustments. Maybe I want a different color the next time around. It doesn't matter, you just keep creating that way. In a sense, we improve. We practice, and we improve. That's the fun part about it. We know we can do it as many times as we want until it's perfect. Even once we have the bike, we can make those changes, because sometimes, let's just say I did create the bike, right? And now I'm realizing there's a little bit of a miss in there. It's not quite exactly what I wanted. I would make the adjustment, begin the creating process again, and adjust that with my feelings, right? And what the universe will do, it will find, in a sense, the fastest, most economical, quickest, easiest method of bringing about the new creation, which means it may even be the same bike with an adjustment made, a change of muffler, whatever, who knows. A mechanic that says, oh, I know how to change that. We just change the tuning a little bit and you'll notice the whole sound will change. See, sometimes they don't need total recreating. Sometimes they just need tweaking. And then not a forced tweaking, but a recreating and then seeing which way it comes. The thing is, each time we do it, we get more practice, we get better at it and better at it.